This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, October 7th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. President Donald Trump today said that he was open to extending the free trade agreement with Mexico and Canada through a renegotiation or a seeking of different deals as he met with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House. Carney made his second visit to the Oval Office ahead of next year's review of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, and is one of the world's most durable and amicable alliances that has been fractured by Trump's trade war and annexation threats. President Trump has made it clear since returning to the office that he wants to reshape the relationship and improve America's position. Trump said we could renegotiate it and that would be good, or we can just do different deals, he said. We're allowed to do different deals if we want. We might make deals that are better for the individual countries. Farmer sentiment held steady in September as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose 1 point, the reading at 126. However, there was a shift in producer perception of the current conditions and their expectation for the future. The index of current conditions fell 7 points to 122. The index of future expectations climbed 5 points to 128. Farmers are concerned about current conditions, particularly over record high corn and soybean yields, which are pressuring crop prices. At the same time, optimism about the future was supported by farmers' belief that U.S. policy is headed in the right direction and by expectations that potential government support. The September Farm Financial Performance Index dropped 3 points to a reading of 88, making it the third consecutive month farmers have lowered their expectations for 2025. The federal shutdown has nearly halted all USDA-funded agricultural conservation work. 95% of NRCS staff furloughed and program payments paused. Why it matters that the Natural Resource Conservation Service provides the technical and financial backbone for conservation on American farms. Without it, many projects like wetlands or prairie planting are stalled. Meanwhile, it does not impact privately funded or state-run projects unless they are done in collaboration with federal funding or agencies, and many are. A food aid program that helps more than 6 million low-income mothers and young children run out of federal money within 2 weeks unless the government shutdown ends, forcing states to use their own money to keep it afloat or risk shutting it down, experts say. The $8 billion Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, known as WIC, provides vouchers to buy infant formula as well as fresh fruits and vegetables, low-fat milk, and other healthy staples that are often out of financial reach for low-income households. The shutdown coincided with the beginning of a new fiscal year, meaning programs like WIC, which rely on annual infusions from the federal government, are nearly out of money. Currently, the program being kept afloat by a $150 million contingency fund, but experts say it could dry quickly. American distillers have gotten a costly cold shoulder from Canada, where their exports plunged 85% earlier this year, topping broad declines in key international markets amid global trade tensions, a spirits industry group said this week. Craft distiller Tom Bard said, even though things have eased up, we're still not back on the shelf in Canada and probably won't be for a good long while. The majority of Canadian provinces continue to ban American spirits from shelves, though Canada removed its retaliatory tariff on the products weeks ago, the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States said. Sharp declines occurred in other crucial markets, including the European Union, the United Kingdom, and Japan. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.